Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to San Jay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove. On the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Teddy J. And man, let me tell you, we got some great stuff today for today's show. A lot of big stuff coming up. A lot of news as far as celebrities and whatnot. And, of course, what's going on with me and my girl, Urban. Urban's on the show today, but she got some big news I got to definitely put out there for my two guys in the building. So, here we go. First off, I'm going to go ahead and my normal shout out to my girl, Lady Drea, that's in the chat room, along with anyone else that's listening via Facebook or Twitter or wherever you're listening to the show from. Pick up the, and also if you're listening to the archives, even they can't make it live. Alright, so, as far as a lot of this stuff we got going on this week, oh my god, it's crazy. You got it. Well, first story, I don't know if we got somebody, JoJo Simmons, going to get into. Of course, we got another thing. We're going to check this out. I'm seeing him get into this area, not just Chris Brown scandal, whatever, not. And Kid Cudi, I'm definitely going to get next. I definitely got a lot to say about that. Another big story, too, is, of course, the NBA being big. Everyone's being quite excited about that. So we're going to definitely talk a lot of that update on today's show. I'll be on the lookout for that here momentarily. And let me go ahead and also look, as far as y'all, anything that we've done on, done this talk about, the past show was the 14th, I believe. The past show was the 14th, and it was definitely crazy. So definitely go check it out if you missed it. As far as it's going down on the website, well, now we changed it up a lot of things. As far as last time we talked about the site, a lot of new stuff has been done. The jukebox has been updated. Mixtape of the week, I can't forget that. Mixtape of the week has started. We brought it back this week, and it's going to be going on from now on every week. And we did it before, we did a one-on-one where we had two mixtapes going head-to-head against each other. and we had you guys vote for who was the best mixtape. Now we're doing so we're going to have up to 5 mixtapes a week. So if you're an artist and you want yourself on there, you definitely be on the best spot. Now I'm just right. I don't even think about it. So once you do that, just submit whatever mixtape you want me to put on there. It's going to be brand new. It's going to be one of your most recent mixtapes that you really want to push. And we'll put that on there for you. That simple. So Jeff, all you got to do is go to thespot.com. And actually, you can actually have a little banner scroller that you click there where it says the epic battle begins. You click that, it'll actually take you to today's show. What are we going to do? We're going to go ahead and go to today's song. It's by my boy AV. And this is Overtime. We'll be right back on Life at Dust Live right after this.
Wiggle, shake, work, wiggle, bounce, shake, work, wiggle, bounce, shake, work, wiggle, bounce.
Go. See the baddest girl in the club.
Yeah.
Like to get her naked in the hot tub.
Go.
She the type to knock her out, then cuss.
Bitch.
She the type to leave if you say the right stuff.
Work.
That little mama put in overtime. Baby girl hot, but even warmer on the inside.
Twerk.
I'm X and O's with your backside. Yeah, I'm on the cloud, but I'd rather be on your mind. Take it fast, drop it low. Now you bend it over if you single and you wanna go. Ain't no such a line where you whining, girl, I wanna go. Baby girl, a woman can't compare her to them other
hoes.
Yeah, cause moving on that stick. That's what I'm talking about. You know, getting low with that motherfucking flow, dog.
Fix it if your body is an accident.
Yo.
Make an action flick. Tell me who you acting with. I paid by a stroke, orgasm for every kiss. Live what you want, plus say how you feel.
Plus,
dress in the finest, equal sex appeal.
Yo.
Tight jeans or loose pants like Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Girls looking at you like, damn, I wanna be a.
Yo.
Okay, now tell me how you like to do it. I'll tell you where we can go.
Yeah.
Meet me with no panties on.
Work, twerk, bounce, shake. Work, twerk, bounce.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. That was my boy AZ. That was his track, Overtime. We get definitely back in the building. All right, so we can have a lot of stuff to talk about. Because, you know, Twitter is going crazy. And I mean, you know, I was about to come on the show today and get ready to say something. But I'm definitely glad I went ahead and went completely. There's a whole thing that's going on. So, he's definitely just crazy. And, wow. So, first off, I'm going to go ahead and go to the kid crash thing. Okay, so, apparently, there was a big misunderstanding about the kid crash show this morning. That he supposedly said something about Selena Gomez's mom pushing a miscarriage or an abortion upon her, and it's just crazy. Like I really give a lie. I was like, dang, you went that far? You said that, and you don't listen to the whole entire radio show. You can look at the transcripts of what was said the whole show, and the dude never said anything even lead to that. So it's just funny how everybody did get around like that. It was wow. So I'll be the first to say, hey, I was going in though. I thought it was true. But that I know it was not good. I'm not going to apologize for it because that was the thing I was getting ready to talk about with him. Had he said that, I was going to say one thing I'm not going to excuse when people say things that are way out of line. And then they try to apologize for it and have a day in the end to say it. If you say it, you say it. I'm sorry. That's why a lot of times the show, when I go on something, I know that it is now on the air and it's recorded. You have to do it anytime I want to. So if I say it, I'm about to eat my words. So it's that simple. So here's the kid credit for appearing in the air, letting you know he didn't say what was said. Because it was said, I want him back in now. So, yeah, we're going to move on from that. On to the next big thing, which is about the NBA getting back. As far as past Friday night, they essentially let the news out that the NBA will be returning. And I'm definitely excited to see a lot of things are going to go down. One of the first games with my team, the Mavericks, was to make sure I put that there again, like I said on Twitter. Basically, when it comes to me, my team, I'm a Mavs fan first. My second favorite team is the Celtics. Football, I don't really do that. I don't really have a second favorite team. I'm pretty much the Cowboys all the way. The basketball, I'm kind of torn between two teams. But for most part, it's the Mavs. And, you know, one of the first games they get to play against is against Miami. So I couldn't just see that because, you know, we get a lot of trash talking leading up to that. So definitely big. Definitely can't wait for that. Moving on from that, as far as with that too, I go check out Irvin Goddard's Twitter of Avatar right now. So Irvin Goddard, NYC, exactly how it sounds, it's spelled the exact way. Go to there, and she actually has just put that picture, one of the first pictures I ever saw of her, but she has a New York Knicks jersey on. Definitely go check it out. It's very hot, and that's her doing in the spirit of the NBA game today. We're going to go to the next thing I want to go ahead and get out. Two is the next crazy story. Oh, man. JoJo Simmons, man. What the heck, dude? I mean, really, I'm just sitting here like, looking at myself. Shout out to BDNTakeOut.com, the most visited urban website in the world. We're getting it out there, which is basically JoJo Simmons was kidnapped in a Houston strip club yesterday or this weekend and whatnot. And it's just crazy. He's been going through a whole lot of crazy these past couple of weeks. So he was chilling with a couple of celebrity friends, Quincy Combs and rapper Hazel E, at a popular strip club. His friends left the club around 3 a.m. and he stayed by himself. And approximately an hour, about 4 o'clock or whatnot, he was approached by some people who took him to a back room and said, you know, basically, put him in check and told him that he owed him some money and JoJo apparently says he doesn't know who they are, so he doesn't know why he owes them money. So looking back at that, so he knew in order to get out, he needed to do something to get out. And the route he chose to go was giving up his chains. So he gave up his chains and he got out of it. So he also, it's also been reported that he was not being snitching. He was not being snitching to police on what happened. But my thing is, you're not going to be snitching to police, but you're kind of like snitching with your story, so it's whatever. But the thing is, I mean, to me, it's getting out of hand, this whole, I know how I am about the snitching thing. I just don't understand it. Like, I guess the street code is, you know, something definitely that I will never understand completely, because I'm not going to, it's not a snitch, dude. But again, if you did something wrong, then that's why your author, you don't snitch. That's what happens. But somebody, when it comes to somebody killing my former family members or one of my best friend's cousins, or if I know who did it, I'm going to snitch. I'm sorry. I can say what you want to say. You can say I'm not gangster or whatever, because I ain't never said I was. That's what it is. So I'm going to definitely make sure whoever is involved is safe. That's how it is. So it's going to go down, and I'm going to pick a drummer. All right, we'll go to next big story. JoJo, man, that's all you need to do. You need to stop trying to be whatever. That's just like your brother. Like, see, that's what I like about Diggy. Diggy is like, he is more of the top one, brother. And at the end of the day, I don't really see him trying to be gangster or not. He's just being himself, and that's getting him very far. So he's doing his thing, man, and I definitely got to see him. You be a safe. I'll remember my man, watch his son, man. No, we try to let him live his life, man. He can't act like he ain't saved his behind for it. He got locked up or dead or something. Alright, so next big story is you guys and my boy Chris Brown. He has apparently been recorded spotted in a gay chat room. Okay, so dun-dun-dun. This thing is going down. Okay, so on time check. I know, man. Y'all know what time to check. I know better because I go on time check. There's a lot of crazy stuff that goes on there. And people, when you do something crazy, especially when they're a celebrity, man, they go on to take pictures of it. So be prepared. Whatever you do, be prepared. There's some backlash in front of you. So, apparently, there was a black gay cat yesterday. And, yes, apparently, they spotted Chris Brown in there and whatnot. So everybody's like really tripping. I'm like, what the heck, Chris Brown over there? So you look at the, of course, he's got the screenshots of those. Yeah, I'm wondering. But he didn't take that.com to see what I'm talking about. And of course, he got him in the check. Now, my only question is, I'm really trying to figure out this, how true it is. You know, because I know a trick that a lot of people do on time chat a lot, because I used to keep playing and do it myself, where they'll run videos of like a celebrity pretending that they're celebrity being silly. Now, I'm really trying to figure out if that's the case, because maybe it could be a video, but I don't really see them saying that he said anything, just that he just happened to be in the chat room, so, wow. Now, one person I have seen in chat room before, I guess, was Bow Wow, and that was definitely Bow Wow, because he was definitely, he's flying back to where I said. All right, so, moving on from that, it's not, I don't know, man, anything, Chris Brown's gay, he's gay, he's not, so, it is what it is, man. I can really make a big deal of it, he's got to go to the gay chat room or not. All right, next. Next thing going to fill in as far as big top stories going on being urban. If y'all go to KentuckyThieves.com/magazine, exactly how it sounds, it's something exactly how it sounds. Go to there and you can actually check out one of the newest issues that is put out, issue number 2, and you'll see yours truly on the cover, and also stories being done on me as well, man. So big up to them for being my very first magazine interview ever. Very big. I'm definitely never going to forget it. I might be crunched as I saw it. So it's big up to them for really just taking that initiative to really just show me a lot of love out there. And shout out to my boy, Darnell Johnson. You know, he does a lot of cooking for Philly Blocks. Big up to him because he's the one that put me down with them. So big up to you, fam, and I appreciate y'all. You always from Kentucky showing me love like this. And before I go any further, I mean, that's the thing I like about a lot of you that come to the show, y'all from all different walks of life, and yet, you know, y'all show me so much love. Y'all never met me in person or whatnot, and y'all show me love from face to face away. Some of y'all from the other side of the world, so big up to y'all for doing that, and hey, just much love and blessings to y'all. All right, another big thing to just want to shout out is my girl Urban God's news on her. She's got the same things she got going on. But she's on the cover of Honest Series magazine, that premiere issue with the other magazine, and definitely looks very hot on me. I definitely check it out. You can go see stuff about her on there. And then Fall Box, she just released on this Black Friday, which released two calendars, which you get for very, very, very low price. You get both the calendars for $10. You can't beat that. And that's for 2012. So definitely get it. The very high calendar. And we'll within a couple of weeks or next week or whatnot, we'll be giving out all some of those calendars for our raffle and whatnot. So I definitely gonna look out for that. Doing some really big things over here in Africa's media. So we'll definitely show us some love, continue doing what y'all doing and without y'all. And you obviously really just get as far as it is because our grind, yes, it gets as far, but without the fans who's out there supporting it, it wouldn't get as far as it goes. So big up to y'all for doing that. One more big thing for new news I want to definitely shout out is make sure y'all go to Best Buy as well. There's a gift card button in there. You can see right at the top of the page. Spirit of Top of Monday, you can go there and click it. If you want to buy gift cards at a discounted rate, you can go there. And that's a lot of hot items like Tiffany's and all kinds of stuff like that. You can go there and get like 30% off or something like that. And then if you're the person that, hey, you got gift cards you do not want, I was on there and I did it and it saved my life. Gift cards did not want, and I sold it to them. And they can do one or couple things for you. You can trade for other gift cards, or you can get a check sent in the mail. And it's a check, man. So hey, I thought the guy was like, hey, it's more cash in my pocket. It's something I don't want. So, hey, there you go. Getting ready to roll on out early. And I want to remind you, out as far as if you don't miss this table of the week, every Monday is when we do the submission for it. At 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, of every Monday is when we close it. And if you don't have anybody in, we're not doing it. You have to wait and try to get into it for next time. So there you go. Rolling on out. Shout out to Lady Dre again. Shout out to everybody that's through the show. And remember, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, there's a danger. Over there is a view, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life That Is Just Live. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/BettyJDUSK. That's BettyJDUSK. And follow me, Urban Goddess, over on Twitter at twitter.com/UrbanGoddess. And watch me. All right, we're rolling on out. In the words of Chris Brown, Captain D chat room. Mm-hmm.